going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Recap, Monday Night Raw Edition. Man, I just want to say thank you very much for 300 subscribers. I cannot believe how fast we've grown the channel, and it could not be without your guys' support. So let's get right into a very entertaining Monday Night Raw episode. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, man. 5 days. I was going to say 6 days, but it's 5 days before SummerSlam 2021, and this Raw was the go-home show for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this Raw certainly delivered. Got me super stoked for SummerSlam, especially the main event with Goldberg and Bobby Lashley facing off. We will get to all of that, but you have to be patient. We are going to start with Randy Orton, who opens the show, addressing what he did to Riddle last week, as Riddle then comes down, claiming Randy hit him with the RKO, just to show him how it's done properly. Okay, do you not know how Randy Orton works? I mean,
he's a slithery snake.
Well, Riddle, he's just up in the clouds somewhere, but we'll just let him kind of scatter off, whatever. He's his own person. But, well, Omos and AJ soon head down, taunting the former tag team of RK-Bro, as AJ then soon challenges Riddle as Orton then walks off right before the bell tolls. Omos is still ringside in AJ's corner. Randy Orton is not in Riddle's corner. That is okay, I guess. Whatever. Well, of course, with Omos ringside distracting Riddle, then allows AJ Styles to hit a Styles Clash for the win. Riddle laid there in the middle of the ring. No help from Randy Orton.
Oh, boy. Rhea Ripley takes on Nikki A.S.H. next in a pretty good back-and-forth match with Charlotte Flair on commentary.
Yeah, I mean, Rhea did show her strength, even beating Nikki with a ring tied as both women then soon enough attack Charlotte Flair as Charlotte actually taunts Nikki first. Rhea Ripley, she's not having any of it either, especially with them two attacking her. I could see they're both heated against the Queen, especially come SummerSlam. Drew McIntyre takes on Veer and Shanky. Next, two-on-one handicap match, Jinder Mahal ringside. Hey, Drew McIntyre did scare off Jinder Mahal with that sword. Drew still looking strong as he does hit a DDT onto Veer and a Claymore for the win onto Shanky. Drew McIntyre looks strong ahead SummerSlam. I can't wait to see what he does come SummerSlam.
Yeah, the Jinder Mahal. I mean, I'd much rather see Drew McIntyre in that title picture, but I mean, I'd like to see him kick the shit out of
Jinder Mahal
for sure.
I couldn't agree more, dude.
We then see John Morrison next come down to the ring to host his first Miz TV.
Moist TV, not Miz. That is okay. Hey, he asked for welcome to Moist TV. The crowd said Moist TV. I was going to say Miz TV if I was in that crowd for sure. Hey, he welcomes his guest Miz as he comes down as Morrison soon enough to ask him why he magically got up from that wheelchair last week after Damian Priest went to attack him. As Damian Priest then heads down mocking both as Morrison kind of was upset for Miz then lying to him for the past few weeks, if not weeks,
months
for being cleared. Well, Morrison was just pissed off about hearing that as Morrison says, all right, I have an idea. Let's just kick this thing off. Let's finish Moist TV with a match. And Miz is like, yeah, I like that. And John Morrison's like, well, it's going to be Miz versus Damian Priest. And Miz did not like hearing that.
I think we're going to see this team break up, man. I think the two Hollywood bros are going to break up.
I think so.
We then see Mace take on a newly developed Mansoor. Some would say a dirty Mansoor.
I do too. This match was especially great. Mansoor rolling Mace up near the ropes as Ali, who is ringside. This is all over the internet, guys. You will find it everywhere. As you see him kind of holding down Mace, allowing Mansoor to keep pressure for a three count. The ref did not see it. I like Mansoor and Ali as a team.
We then see the giant half of the Raw Tag Team Championships, Omos, challenge Randy Orton next.
With AJ Styles, of course, ringside. Clearly, AJ wanted to get some action in this match. Luckily, not causing a disqualification, Omos throws Randy Orton over a barricade, soon goes into the crowd, and then finally comes back into the ring. He kind of throws him in the ring as he's like, all right, AJ, just do whatever you want. AJ Styles goes for a phenomenal forearm as out of nowhere, Riddle comes down and makes the save, throwing AJ Styles off. Orton and Riddle finally reunite after the match as we hear RK-Bro is back. They embrace and hug, and soon we hear they will challenge AJ and Omos at SummerSlam for the Raw Tag Team Championships.
Oh man, I cannot tell you how happy I am that the RK-Bros are back, man. I was gonna cry if I didn't see them get back together. It was kind of like a Team Hell No moment. Love to see it.
For sure. Nikki A.S.H., the WWE Raw Women's Champion, and Rhea Ripley take on Charlotte Flair and a partner of Charlotte Flair's choosing tonight, per Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville.
I thought it was going to be Becky Lynch, man.
Right as Charlotte came out, fans, I just know they were turning their corner to the ramp, the Titantron waiting for Becky Lynch's music to hit. It did not.
It was a dumb Rhino Nia Jax.
Oh, God. Well, could... God. God, I just was so... Nia Jax controls the first part of the match. Well, the first 2 minutes of the match, with Nia looking to hit a seating senton as Charlotte then tags in, capturing the spotlight, hitting a natural selection onto Rhea for the victory. Nia Jax was certainly pissed about Charlotte Flair tagging her in.
Stealing the spotlight. Well, what else are you going to expect from the queen?
Well, we'll wait and see when SummerSlam comes with Charlotte versus Rhea versus Nikki A.S.H. Could we see Nia Jax interfere?
We then see Goldberg come out next for a final confrontation against Bobby Lashley before their match at SummerSlam for that WWE Championship.
Well, Goldberg does talk about his son, who is ringside, as now his son is old enough. If he looked back in the past, he could see videos of Goldberg. If he watches videos and watches him now, he kind of will see a difference, but Goldberg does promise him he will see the real Goldberg. And I hope we do see the real Goldberg. Goldberg is getting old. God bless Goldberg. But Bobby then heads down, chatting away, saying that Goldberg cannot step foot in the Almighty's house. Goldberg then finally hits a spear onto him as him and his son walk up the ramp.
I think the old, decrepit Goldberg is in trouble from Bobby Lashley. I think he's going to get squashed at SummerSlam. You heard it here first. All right, guys, that was it for the Go Home Show before SummerSlam for Monday Night Raw. Let us know what you thought about the show. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And if we hit 400 subscribers before our second year anniversary, I will shave my head bald. You heard it here first.
Oh, boy.
Peace out.